red shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Man, remember we said that chapter 16 contains 36 names that Paul brought up. He brought up 36 names of people that he personally knew their names, and 27 of them lived in Rome. And nine of them were with him in Corinth, of the 36 names he mentions. And so it's a very personal chapter. And the first 16 verses, Paul is greeting those individuals in Rome. And I'm not going to read them because I'll butcher the names and use up all of our time. But needless to say that the importance here is that friendship. Paul is mentioning 36 names. He mentions the 27 in Rome, and as we said before, he hadn't even been to Rome yet. He wouldn't get to Rome for five more years, but he still knew the names of at least 27 of them that he mentions here. And so learning people's names and entering into a friendship relationship with people was very, very important. And that's one of the key things about body life, is knowing people. You can be in some places, and I grew up in churches where you could go week after week after week and never know anybody's name. You didn't know the person in the pulpit. You didn't know anybody's name. The best you could get was a nod out of somebody when you walked by them, because you've seen them 50 times before. But there was very impersonal. It was like going, as we said last week, maybe it was like going to a movie theater where you sit in a room with 200 people, but you don't know anybody. You don't even connect with eye contact. You're just there, you sit, you watch the presentation, and you're up and you're out. But that's, of course, not the concept of Christianity in the Bible. The Bible advocates body life and personal friendship between people, because that's simply the way that it was designed to be. So friendship is the relationship, of course, that builds ministries. Friendship is the relationship that builds ministries, and it's built on friendship. I'm going to give you a few verses that are foundational friendship verses that you're probably aware of them, but we'll just go over them quickly together. To begin with, in Proverbs 18:24, says this: a man who has many friends must first show himself friendly. And there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So a man who has many friends must first show himself friendly. So if you have a church that's filled with many friends, you first show yourself friendly. The burden of initiation is on us to befriend others. It's hard to do that when you're wrapped up in yourself. If you're wrapped up in yourself, it's very hard to befriend others or even care about others. You're mostly concerned about yourself and how you feel and what you're going through and what's happening in your life and what's happening with other people around you. You really don't care much about. You're indifferent towards it. So it's hard to be a friend when you're wrapped up in yourself. It's when a person begins to operate in the love of God towards others that they begin to care about other people around them, people that they don't even know, never met before, have very little in common with, and yet because they are believers in Christ like you are, you have a sense of caring for them. Caring, of course, caring for others is an unselfish activity. Caring for others is a very unselfish activity, and caring for the visitor who walks in the door, caring about the person who's sitting in church who's not talking to anybody, caring for the person who may have a problem with shyness or they're introverted or whatever, they need to have others befriend them. Friendship is a very strong tie. It's a very strong thing that ties people to a group, is to have friends and to have people that care about them. So remembering people's names is part of that. We said this before. John 10 and verse 3, Jesus calls his own sheep by name. He's very, very personal. He doesn't he knows people's names, and he uses their names. And so knowing people's names is something that a caring person does. They learn other people's names, who they are, where they're at, and so forth. They have concern for them. We shouldn't, in a church our size, we shouldn't go 6 months to a year and not know half the people in the room. You know, I only know three or four people's names, and the rest of them I don't know. That's something wrong with that. Because in a small group like ours, it's not that hard to learn, if not everybody's name, at least most of the names of the people that are there. Obviously, if you had a larger church, you wouldn't be able to do that, but unless you were Julius Caesar, who had like 100,000 people and he knew all of their names, but he had a photographic memory for that. But in our case, learning people's names is one of the first. Even in the world, as a salesman, they tell you to do that. As a store owner, operating a business, to learn somebody's name and to use their name when they walk into your place of business is very, very befriending to others. And so learning names is very important. My name is Foster, in case you didn't know that. You never know. But in 3 John chapter 1 verse 14, there is only one chapter in 3 John, but in 3 John chapter 1 verse 14, the last verse says this, "But I hope to see you all shortly, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to you." And this is John, of course, speaking to his churches, Ephesus. "Peace to you. Our friends greet you." And then he says at the end, "Greet our friends by name." Greet our friends by name. And so that's something that we attempt to do, learning people's names, greeting them, knowing who they are, not letting people be strangers in a group of 50 people, not allowing people to be a stranger to me, that they are important to me. So godly friendships are very, very important in the body of Christ. And they are not fragile friendships. A godly friendship is not fragile. It does not end when somebody violates that friendship. A godly friendship is not fragile, and it doesn't end when somebody violates the friendship. And that's why the latter part of this verse says that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. A brother's loyalty goes beyond violations. If any of you have brothers or sisters in your family, you know growing up you perhaps had fights. Maybe they were even violent fights. Maybe they were only pillow fights. But you had disagreements, you had fights, you were screaming and yelling in the family, if you were anything like the family I grew up in. Sisters against sisters, and who took this, and why'd you touch that, and don't stay out of my room, and all this kind of stuff going on. But in spite of all the violations, there is a bond between the blood. There was a brother-sister, brother-brother-sister-sister bond that is there no matter what they do. They could borrow your car and total it. You're mad at them for a while, but they are your brother, and you're not going to disown them. They can do all kinds of things. Parents do this with their kids. Their kids do all kinds of things against them, but the violations are there, but the parent never disowns them. There's something about the blood. There's something about a relationship in that is blood that allows us to go way beyond what we normally would in the world with anybody else. If anybody else did those things to us, forget it. We cut them off forever. You are absolutely gone. Your name is off my cell phone. Everything is over. Forget it. But when it comes to blood, when it comes to brothers and sisters and family members, we go a long way with that. And this verse says there's a friend that sticks even closer than that. Even though you might go that far with a brother or sister in the natural realm, there's a friend that goes even beyond that in terms of his loyalty in spite of the violations that may occur in the friendship. And so this is a friendship that is unconditional. This is a friendship where I say, I am your friend, and you may do things that would violate that friendship, but that doesn't stop me from continuing to be your friend. You may not want anything to do with me. You may not want to talk to me. But that doesn't stop me from being your friend. In John chapter 13 and verse 1, Jesus was a friend to Judas and loved him right to the end. Even though he knew what Judas would do, he knew how it would turn out, he loved him right to the end. His friendship would not stop towards Judas. And that's the kind of friendship that is a godly friendship, a friendship that doesn't quit. It's not fragile. It doesn't give up. It doesn't matter if it's been violated or not. It hangs in there. It forgives. It forgets. It moves on. It rebuilds things and doesn't allow those things to make a complete severance of the friendship. In the world, friendships are very fragile. In the world, it's easy to end a friendship. People end friendships quickly. Even in church circles, I've seen it over the years, people end friendships quickly. They're your best friend, and then they move somewhere, and that's the end of it. You never hear from them again. You never see them again. They don't write. They don't call. They don't do nothing. It's over. It's like, what? I don't get it. We were brothers, and then like that, it's over. So it's friendships can be fragile, but friendships can be have unconditional love. They can be godly friendships where you just simply will not quit on the person, and you are their friend for life. And friend sticks closer and is more loyal than a blood relative. Then Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times." At all times. Even when there's violations, even when things are said or done that would end a friendship in the world, a friend, a true friend, a godly friend loves at all times. And a brother is born, it says, for adversity. Affection and attraction, two things, depend upon you making me feel good. You make me feel good. You tell her you have a great personality. I laugh at your jokes. You're attractive looking and so forth. You make me feel good. Being around you is fun. Being around you is nice. And so I have an affection for you. I have an attraction to be around you. And that is the basis of a relationship in the world. There's nothing wrong with that. But it can be interrupted in the world system easily when you stop making me feel good.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Out Pest Control.